Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The right fielder, John Shelby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Rowland. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Milt Kiler. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Steve Cirsi. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Steve Finley. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Craig Worthington. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting ninth. The first baseman, David Segui. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave Johnson. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Finley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Finley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder juggles the ball. That's an error on Fielder. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Mosby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Mosby reaches second base with a double. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sheets hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mosby moves to third. Two outs. Rich Rowland is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rowland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Worthington hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Tettleton moves to second. Mike Devereaux, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Devereaux hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops it up and throws to first, with Searcy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kiler hits a fly ball into right field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Segui strikes out. One out. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Finley is 0 for 1 in the game. Finley strikes out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground to left field. That will be extra bases. Mosby chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Roland fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Roland. Ripken moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 1 in the game. Fielder takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mosby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finley. Sheets reaches second base with a double. There goes Mosby trying to get to home. Finley throws the ball into Ripken, who relays the ball to Tettleton, who tags Mosby, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton strikes out. Two outs. Craig Worthington, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Worthington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Worthington takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 1 in the game. Shelby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Roland is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Roland is 0 for 1 in the game. Roland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Kiler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kiler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Johnson fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Johnson. Kiler moves to second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards first. Seghe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Seghe batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seghe is 0 for 1 in the game. Seghe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Finley is 0 for 2 in the game. Finley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cecil Fielder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fielder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fielder hits a fly ball into right field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mosby hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson fires to first and has Trammell trapped. There's the throw to Ripken, who tags Trammell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ripken strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to third. Kittle moves to second. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Worthington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Worthington strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Hewlett now playing second base. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Shelby is 0-for-2 in the game. Shelby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Roland is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Roland is 0-for-2 in the game. Roland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Gibson now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Segui is 0-for-2 in the game. Segui hits a fly ball into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Finley is 0-for-3 in the game. Finley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Curt Schilling now pitching. Milt Kyler is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kyler moves to third. Jeff Ballard now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Olson now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Devereaux. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Kyler scores. Phillips goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Tigers. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Fielder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fielder hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trammell moves to third. 2 outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mosby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mosby hits a pop-up towards first. Segui settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Henman now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken bunts towards the mound. Henman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Gallagher pinch runs for Ron Kittle. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Gallagher. The throw from Roland and he is safe. Gallagher steals second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Tettleton strikes out. 2 outs. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Worthington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Price now pitching. Darnell Coles pinch hits for Larry Sheets. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coles hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon pinch hits for John Shelby. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Coles. The throw from Tettleton and he is out, Hewlett applying the tag. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Price fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rich Roland batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Roland is 0-for-3 in the game. Roland hits a fly ball into right field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chet Lemon now playing right field. Joe Orsulak pinch hits for Mike Devereaux. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. Bob Melvin pinch hits for Joe Orsulak. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson strikes out. 2 outs. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Segui is 0-for-3 in the game. Segui hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.